Hi. I often get asked whether a particular business is good enough to scale by franchising. So today, I will list seven important attributes I look out for in the business to give you a bit of an idea. So your business does not need all of them, but often when we work with a business to find the scalable business model, we create some of these attributes. So the first one I want to mention of the seven is 12 months training. I really like a business to have been trading for 12 months. It's a great idea before you franchise that your business has been trading for at least 12 months. And I've got three big reasons for this. Number one, you understand the seasonal ups and downs of a franchisee could experience. So this may be important when you're looking at how much working capital is required by the franchisee when they first start. I've also seen commencement dates for the franchisee to actually start change to fit around either quiet patches, because you don't want them to start when your market's quiet, or actually when it's super busy patch. Often the franchisor does not want a brand new franchisee opening their doors when it's your super busy time, because the damage from opening when it's super busy is just as bad as the lack of customers for the franchisee. Now, the second is by operating your business for 12 months, you get to understand your customer's problem in more detail and what your business does to solve their problem. And I've seen products or services change or get tweaked during this time to match what the customer is looking for. And the third point around 12 months training is your business systems and processes are embedded and proven. This helps the franchisee when they come on board to run way more smoothly, and it actually really helps with your training as well. The second attribute, which is what I call secret sauce, the business has secret sauce, a secret sauce that is hard for a competitor to copy. The harder it is to copy, the better. And the secret sauce can come in a few different ways. It can be the product itself. Really good example of that, say KFC with their secret herbs and spices recipe. It can be the internal processes inside the business that no one sees. It could be a particular raw material used. It could be contracts that are in place. It could be the history of the business. It's been going for a number of years, 20, 30 years. It could be that a supply license that's in place. So you've got exclusive rights to a product. It could be that you're a manufacturer and you manufacture your own products and it'd be hard to copy. It could be the brand or the actual knowledge of the founder, the knowledge inside your head. The third attribute is unique. It's just not for franchises, but businesses in general. Success comes easier when what the business sells is unique in some way. And it could be the brand is unique, so the look, it could be the product, or even the delivery of the product or service. But there needs to be something unique. The fourth one is demand. The larger the target market, the better. Large may not be actual customer numbers, but the demand is common everywhere. It's just not in isolated products. So a nice big general demand for the product or service that you sell. The next one is profit. The existing business needs to be profitable. The business has worked out a way how to make money, and do not franchise if it is a way for you to turn a business making a loss into a profit. That would just be unfair to the franchisees. The next one, I'm losing count here, but I think this is number six, is average dollar income. And this is a golden rule of mine. The franchisee must be able to earn above average income for the industry they are in. And so what does this mean? Well, if I use a recent example for a particular business we were working on, if the franchisee was employed in an equivalent role in the business, they would expect to earn about $50,000. But as a franchisee, they should be able to earn $80,000 in the modeling. So this gives them the remuneration for the role that they're doing, plus an ROI on the franchise investment. Way more attractive to invest in your business if you're going to be either an employee at 50 or a franchisee owner at 80. And the next one, the last one, lead generation. The business has figured out how to attract customers. The marketing brings in customers predictably. This makes life so much easier for a new franchisee when all they have to do is follow a proven marketing plan that you've worked out. And we all know happy franchisee is a happy founder. So hopefully this has shed some light on attributes to look out for in your business. And these are the ones I look out for, like I said in the beginning, when a business comes to me. So if you're considering to scale by franchising, go through the 7 points. And I really hope that this can actually add some value to you. Remember to check out choicebox.com or martinbarnestraining.com.